The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Stars with the ball in the lead. 4:10 to go. Up top, Schmaderer over to Maddie Squires. Against the matchup, man-to-man. On the wing, strike back to Anna. She spins on Grant. Double team back out to Jordan. Attacks the paint to Schmaderer. To Messbarger from 13. It's good.
Today, it's live coverage of Class C1 Girls State Tournament Basketball, featuring the Kearney Catholic Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
At the backside, rebound will be grabbed by Morgan Teal. Morgan will push it up the floor, stop the three-point arc to Kylie. There's the deep three, and it is good. Three straight threes by the Stars.
The Stars fell one bucket short of the state championships last season and have a team that can make another run to a title this weekend. It's Kearney Catholic State Tournament basketball action coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Very subtle. I noticed the limo.
And good morning once again, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena here.
She's very subtle about it.
She seems to have fantastic tickets.
It is time for the second
of six
championship games
on ESPN
Radio and
on Classic Hits. We've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth
for you.
Started
the season number one, then when Bishop Newman clipped them by 1 point, they fell out of that spot, quickly ascended to the number one spot, moved up in the all-class top 10. Some wondering, could this be one of the best, if not the best team in the state, regardless of class in Lincoln Christian, because they have what is believed to be three Division I prospects at the guard position, plus some volleyball standouts at Division I. Lincoln Christian, they are a good, good basketball team. Can Kearney Catholic go from really, really good and put great on top with that state championship? They'll be the visitors today. Lincoln Christian will be the home team. A good crowd on hand. In fact, Lincoln along the far side really represented here today. Coach Orduna has done some good things over a number of years for the Lincoln Christian Crusaders. Again, their only loss came to Bishop Newman, the same team that Kearney Catholic beat in the opening round and had to rally to do it, 63-59. But it also should be noted that when they had the rematch with Bishop Newman, they had a little luck that time around with Bishop Newman as they won the ball game in the conference tournament 67-29. So they went from a one-point loss to a 38-point win. How can the Stars get out of the gate? They're very similar. Both teams like to press, run, gun, shoot the three, create off turnovers. Kearney Catholic and Coach Petrie told us a little bit yesterday he hopes their advantage can be in the post, and that means a big game from Anna Squires and a good game from Caitlin Long, who has had two good games down here at the state tournament. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show as Kearney Catholic goes for a state title after this.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You know Motor Car Engineering for dependable quality repairs. And now you can count on dependable quality cars, pickups, and minivans from Motor Car Engineering Auto Sales. As little as $400 down gets you behind the wheel of your choice of 20 to 30 vehicles on hand. When you need new wheels, you don't need to wait. Buy here, pay here, or ask about easy financing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment. The friendly folks who take care of your car and now your car buying needs. Motor Car Engineering, 4th and Eddy in Grand Island.
earlier today at the state basketball tournament. It was Emerson Hubbard rallying to beat Howells Dodge in the D1 state championship game by a score of 41-38. And in the consolation game, it was Fall City Sacred Heart leading by one at the half, went on to a 55-36 victory in their ball game over Sand Hills Thedford. The consolation games are being contested at Lincoln North Star, and right now in D1, Kennesaw is taking on Fullerton. Then at 1 o'clock, Superior and Hastings St. Cecilia in a district final rematch in C2, and Pierce, the three-time defending state champion, will take on Louisville at 3 o'clock in the C1. A and B have voted out the consolation games. For Lincoln Christian, they are making their 19th trip to the state tournament, but this is only their third time in the championship game. They won it all back in 2002, had an epic overtime win over Centura when they had the Johansson run back there in 2002, beat them in overtime, and then clipped Columbus Scotus by one in the final. Then they turned around the next year as the 8th seed and beat Centura in the opening round in 2003. But they had not won a state tournament game since 2003 until last year. Many believed that they were going to win the state tournament last year with this young team, but they were beaten by Pierce in the semifinals. And then in the third place game, they beat Kearney Catholic 67-50. Kearney Catholic beat Lincoln Christian in the first round of the 2010 state tournament 53-38. So there is a little bit of the history. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for Lincoln Christian, number 3 is a 5'8" junior, Ashlyn Power, averages 10 points and 3.5 boards. Number 4, 5'6" sophomore Chloe DeWark is the team's leading scorer at 17.5 points a game. Number 5, 5'6" junior Molly Shepherd gets you 9 points and 5 rebounds. Number 34, a 6-foot sophomore Tatum Coleman, she averages 13.5 points and 5 rebounds. And number 35, 6-foot sophomore Emily Hollenbeck, she averages 12.5 points and 6.5 rebounds. So again, this is a team that has just 3 seniors, and they do not start in the lineup for head coach Nick Orduna, assisted by Pete Grothaus, Jason DeWarrick, and Gary Nunnally, but 4 players that average in double figures. For Lincoln Christian, who's 25-1, they defeated Raymond Central and Malcolm in the sub-districts, Columbus Scotus in the district final, and here at state, defeating Mitchell 67-27 and Pierce 53-44. For Kearney Catholic, number 11 is a 5'5 senior Michelle Messbarger, averages 7 points, 2.5 rebounds. Number 23, the Stars' leading scorer, 5'9 junior Kylie Teal, 12.5 points, 2 rebounds. Number 41, a 5'9 senior Maddie Squires, 8.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. She had a big game yesterday defensively along with Messbarger. Number 42 is a 6'1 junior Caitlin Long, 6 points, 5 rebounds per game. And number 43, 5'11 junior Anna Squires, 7 points and 5.5 boards per game. Yesterday, Teal led the Stars with 24 points. You'll also see Jordan Streit, Morgan Teal come off the bench for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. And you'll also see come in there Ashlyn Schmatterer as they'll want to run an 8-person rotation. Kearney Catholic defeated Wood River and Minden in the sub-district. Central City in the district final, and here at state, they rallied from an 8-point halftime deficit to beat Bishop Newman 63-59, and yesterday scored the first 15 points of the game to beat Louisville 70-40. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Back with more from Lincoln after this.
I grew up in India and then did residency in 3 different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with 2 little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces. I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams. In and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. The Stars wearing the visiting uniforms. They're dark green with the gold trim, the home white and blue trim for Lincoln Christian. The Crusaders will go from left to right. The Stars from right to left will tip off the C1 State Championship right after this on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Lincoln Christian, Kearney Catholic, ready to battle here in the state championship. Kearney Catholic has been here, as some of the fans said, man, I thought they'd won more recently. Well, the Stars were the runner-up in 13 and 15. The last state championship was the win in C2 over Perkins County at overtime back in 2007, the seventh trip to the state championship for Kearney Catholic. Of course, they've got four straight in volleyball. These seniors now would like to cap it with a championship here in basketball, and just the two seniors on the basketball team in Michelle Messbarger and in Maddie Squires. We are ready to get the tip up. Anna Squires will jump center here for Kearney Catholic. And for Lincoln Christian, it will be Tatum Coleman. Coleman, a tall, lankier 6 foot than Squires. And the toss is up. It favors Kearney Catholic. And we are ready to roll as they move from right to left. The Stars looking to get things going here positively after a good start yesterday. Anna Squires in the paint, takes it to the rack, left-hand layup, good, and the Stars have the first bucket of the ball game. And as we mentioned in the pregame, we figured Anna would have to have a big game, and she starts off immediately taking it inside. Stars will go with that full-court zone trap here. Coach Petrie telling us yesterday they might give them some different looks. Faking the three, Shepherd. They'll shoot a ton of threes, will Lincoln Christian. Rotated around to the left-hand corner. It'll be Coleman. Skip pass up top. Here's the first three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. The ball will be tipped out of bounds off of Kearney Catholic. Michelle Messbarger trying to get the rebound. And the first three, no good for Ashlyn Power. So they'll inbound it underneath. Chloe DeWork to throw it in. She'll go to the far corner, and even the center will take a three-pointer. It's no good for Tatum Coleman, and the rebound will be grabbed by Anna Squires. Looks down the floor but decides not to make the outlet pass. She'll dribble all the way up, give it to Sister Maddie, drives the right baseline, tried the wrap around along. It's knocked away inside by DeWork, and Kearney Catholic picks it up. Teal, again, forced it inside. There was nothing there, and Kearney Catholic will turn it over. We saw that in the first game today, trying to force it where there wasn't a spot, and the Stars will turn it over. 2-0 Kearney Catholic a minute into the game. With the right-hand dribble is Chloe DeWark. Finds a little room, drives, gets inside Maddie Squires, but puts it up too strong, and Anna will have her second rebound. Off to Messbarger, into the front court to Maddie. Maddie dribbles back to the right side, and the trailer is Anna Squires. She is guarded by Emily Hollenbeck in the man-to-man defense here for the Crusaders. Up top to Messbarger. Messbarger dribbles right elbow down the right side of the lane, back out to Long to Teal. Long three for Kylie. It's off the front of the iron, no good, but Michelle Messbarger will grab the rebound, takes it in, has it blocked from behind, tries again, and now she's fouled. DeWarick blocked it, but went right back into the hands of Messbarger, and Michelle will go to the line, and she'll shoot two. Emily Hollebeck with the foul. It'll be her first of the game, of course. And Messbarger to shoot a pair of free throws. It's on the way, and it is good. Makes it 3-0. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Second free throw coming up for the senior. It is on the way, and it is good. So 4-0, Kearney Catholic, as Messbarger knocks them both down. And they'll put some pressure on again, but it'll be Coleman with a long pass up into the front court to DeWarick. Power now with it on the left's key. Swings it across this Stars defense that is man-to-man here. 4-0, Kearney Catholic, 2 minutes in. Lincoln Christian, crossover dribble at the top of the key. Chloe DeWark working on Kylie Teal. Screen and switch back to Messbarger. DeWark still working, kicks it back out top. Three-pointer on the way. Coleman and hit it. So the first three is in for Tatum Coleman, and it's 4-3, Kearney Catholic. Now the pressure defense by Lincoln Christian, How will the Stars handle it today? Squires brings it into the front court, works it right side, all the way to the baseline, stops, looks for the cutter, Messbarger, down to the right block, triple team, knocked out of her hands. Kearney Catholic will turn it over again. DeWarrick will pick it up, move down the middle of the floor, sees the defense, and stops at the top of the key. Goes to the baseline to Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck in on long, switches hands and scores, and Christian has their first lead of the basketball game at 5-4. 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. Teal will dribble it up. She's guarded in the man-to-man defense by Molly Shepard. Of course, that Shepard name synonymous with Lincoln Christian, boys and girls. Into long in the paint. She powers her way in, lost the ball, but Anna Squires picks it up. She'll take it in and draw the foul. And Anna will go to the line and shoot two. The foul is called on Tatum Coleman. That'll be her first and the team's second. And Squires now at the line to shoot two. She has the only bucket for Kearney Catholic. Messbarger has a couple of free throws, and the first one is on the way. Hits the front, back and in. Stars a good free throw shooting team, but has struggled a little bit in the postseason, not quite as high as they had been in that 68-70% range. And a second one is right through. So the Stars start off 4-for-4 from the line. 6-5 Kearney Catholic. 5 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Christian stops in the backcourt. Shepard fires it up to Power in the front court in front of the Stars bench. She'll work on Messbarger to the top of the circle. Fire it back to the left side. Maddie Squires went for the steal, didn't get it. DeWarrick drives in the corner to Coleman for three. It is short that time, no good. Rebound Messbarger. And here comes Kearney Catholic to Maddie Squires. Stars have only shot 1 3-pointer so far. Kind of figured both teams would shoot a bunch. Christian would shoot even more. And how that went would be a big determining factor on the outcome of this game. Maddie Squires holds it at the right side of the key. Has used her dribble. Needs some help. Anna comes all the way out to take it to Teal. Guarded by Shepard of the man-to-man. Back over to Anna Squires. Squires, right elbow off the screen. Takes it all the way inside. There's big contact. No call. Then she gets the... then there's a makeup travel call. Anna Squires ran right over Molly Shepard. Ran her right over. No block, no charge. And then when Squires missed it, she got the rebound. And they called her for a travel. She didn't even move. So we'll give that the third turnover here for Kearney Catholic, the third rebound for Anna Squires. So I guess the travel is better than a charge if you're looking at it from the Stars' perspective. And into the ball game, here comes a substitution for Lincoln Christian, Elizabeth Nunley, a 5'6 junior guard. DeWarrick still working out there, 5-second count. Sometimes they're calling it, sometimes they're not. Hollenbeck kicks it out to the right wing, gives it to Ashlyn Power. Power to the right elbow, long cuts her off, back outside to Coleman. Coleman on the right wing, guarded by Anna Squires. Great defense here by the Stars. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. 6-5, Kearney Catholic. Off the screen, starting to drive DeWarrick, then backs up, then drives again over long, off the glass and in. Chloe DeWarrick can really handle the basketball. It was a long possession, but it paid off in a two-point bucket there for DeWarrick. 7-6, Crusaders. She'll pester Messbarger on the way up the floor. Michelle with a left-hand dribble brings it into the front court to the left elbow. Back out to Teal. Swings it all the way over to Maddie Squires. Guarded out there by Power. She'll back her in. She falls down. Maddie drives past her and scores. Maddie Squires with her first bucket of the ball game. 8-7, Kearney Catholic. Back and forth we go. 3 minutes to go. First quarter. Stars by one. Skip pass over on the right wing to Nunley. Nunley into the corner. They'll get it to Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck picks her dribble up. Back in the corner to DeWarrick. Everything on the right side right now. DeWarrick dribbling, Kylie Teal on her. Now picks the dribble up, skip it over into the corner, off the screen, driving the baseline. Power walked with the basketball, no call, but they turned it over anyway. First turnover of the game, Teal will bring it up the floor. She gets by one, by two, she's going to get an 8-foot jumper. It is going to be short, and the rebound brought down by Chloe DeWarrick. DeWarrick down the middle of the floor, all the way down, gives it off at the last minute, and Maddie Squires blocks the shot of Emily Hollenbeck. And the Stars getting a chance now to sub. We've got the television timeout. Schmatter, Astrite, Morgan, Teal all in. 2:27 to go. First quarter of the C1 Girls State Championship game. Kearney Catholic 8, Lincoln Christian 7. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, direct TV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
The D1 consolation game has went to the second quarter of play with the score 19-12 in favor of Fullerton, leading Kennesaw 19-12 in the third place game. Here it is, Kearney Catholic 8 and Lincoln Christian 7, the second of six championship games, all of them here on ESPN. Our local team, Kearney Catholic, also with us here today on Classic Hits. It'll be Lincoln Christian basketball. Coleman thought about a top of the key three, gives it to DeWarrick. She'll shoot the three. In and out, no good. Rebound tapped out. It'll fall into the hands. Molly Shepard tipping it out, and a foul will be called as it goes into the hands of Coleman. Lincoln Christian, 1 of 4 from the outside, a foul on the Stars. Maddie Squires with the first foul of the game on the Stars. And at the line to shoot two will be Tatum Coleman. These will be the first free throws because it is the first foul on the Stars. And the free throw is up, no good. Kearney Catholic so far in the game has hit 4 free throws, but they're 2 of 7 from the field. Lincoln Christian, 3 of 9. And the free throw is no good, and the rebound is brought down by Jordan Streit. And up the floor come the Stars, leading it by 1, 8 to 7. Morgan Teal into the corner to Schmatterer. Schmatterer needs some help, fires it out to Anna Squires. Both the Squires stayed in during this substitution. Out top to Schmatterer. Tries to lob it into Anna, makes a good catch, gets her balance, and it's knocked out of her hands. And we'll get a jump ball. It's a good defensive play by Elizabeth Nunley. And the arrow will point the way of Lincoln Christian. So that is the 4th turnover for Kearney Catholic. 1:52 to go here in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic got off to a good start, but it's 8-7 as we've traded buckets. Stars are just 1 of their last 6 from the field. With it is DeWarrick, dribbling exhibition, drives inside. Jordan Streit will wrap her on the arm. That'll be the first on Jordan, and free throws coming up here for Chloe DeWarrick. Chance to tie and then take the lead. The state tournament on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio is brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. And the free throw is up, and it is good by Chloe DeWarrick, tying the game at 8. She's the leading scorer. Many people believe she is the best player on this team, full of good players. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. And remember, they're young. This group of sophomores, DeWarrick, Coleman, and Hollenbeck, they had visions as freshmen of 4 state championships. Well, Pierce broke that up last year. But after this year, next year, they will be, again, dominant number one. But Kearney Catholic only loses 2 seniors. We could have a rematch next year if it falls that way. As they make both free throws, the Stars down the floor try to get it into Long. It's knocked away, and eventually the Stars turn it over. They did have some turnover problems even in the blowout yesterday, as it'll be a fast break to the other end. Hollenbeck gets it back out to Coleman. Tatum a couple of dribbles to the top of the circle, keeps the dribble. Morgan Teal trying to poke it away, forces her all the way out to midcourt, and she'll give it to Chloe DeWarrick. Christian has not led by more than one. They could with a bucket here into Hollenbeck. Little happy feet, kicks it back out on the right wing to Nunley. Skip pass out to Shepard. Her pass deflected out of bounds by Kylie Teal. So the Squires went out. The Teals come in with Caitlin Long. Schmatterer and Streit remain on the floor for the Stars. 1:01 to go here in the first quarter. Lincoln Christian 9, Kearney Catholic 8 in the C1 state championship. Inbounds pass will come to the top of the circle with the dribble right side is DeWarrick. Goes behind the back. Schmatterer is able to hang right with her. Now she'll back it out, just dribbling in place. Gives it off to Shepard, right wing to the baseline. They'll go to Hollenbeck. She'll drive. Her pass is picked off. Kylie Teal intercepts the pass. She'll run up the floor, has a little bit of a number, 3-on-2, but really couldn't control the ball. Now takes a 3 because she didn't want to pass it to a teammate, and it's no good, and Caitlin Long is over the back. That'll be the first foul on Long and the third foul on the Stars. Checking back in will be Ashlyn Power here for Lincoln Christian. So the Stars have went 2.5 minutes without scoring, have made just one of their last seven, yet they only trail by one. And Lincoln Christian with a basketball. Will they hold for one? 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Power will bring it across the timeline. Ashlyn throws it all the way back to Shepard. Almost got to the backcourt. But official Robin Heinrichs was right on it. Now they'll go to DeWarick, and she'll just stand at midcourt. Schmaderer will give her room, and the clock will tick away. 15 seconds. DeWarick will dribble to the left side. Now go with the right-hand dribble off the pick. Tried the pick and roll, not there. Now DeWarick's going to drive. Bounce pass did get it underneath. And we're going to get a jump ball because Kylie Teal tied up Emily Hollenbeck. And the Stars will get it with 4 seconds to go. Will that be enough to get some kind of a decent shot away? Teal to throw it in. Now she's going to throw it short to Jordan Streit. Jordan checks the clock. And she walked with the basketball before she could get it away. But it doesn't matter. We are at the end of the first quarter. And your score, Lincoln Christian 9, Kearney Catholic 8, and the C1 Girls State Championship on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and KKPR-FM Kearney Hastings Grand Island.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The Girls State Championship on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio is brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. It will be Lincoln Christian basketball to start the second quarter of play, leading it by a score of 9-8. Kearney Catholic scored the first 4 points, but has only one out of their last seven and has not scored in the final 3:13 of the first. Not much from the guards for Kearney Catholic offensively either. They're 4-4 from the free throw line. Here's a long three knocked down by Molly Shepard. And after hitting just one of the first five, Lincoln Christian hits their first three-pointer here of quarter number two, and it's 12-8. Christian now leads it by four. Anna Squires to Kylie Teal. Into the left-hand corner, dribbled it right off her foot and out of bounds. Six turnovers for the Stars and three for Lincoln Christian. And Lincoln Christian will inbound it here. Stars don't want to play from behind. That's what happens in the finals. That's what happened last year. They played from behind most of the way. It's easy to say that it's much easier to play with the lead, but just Kearney Catholic stats. We mentioned in the semifinals, it's a long three is on the way. No good by Coleman. Running it down, though, in the far corner is Molly Shepard, and they'll get another opportunity. Shepard drives, goes to the other corner to Power. Up top, Coleman, everything around the perimeter. Three-pointer on the way. It's no good by DeWarick. Rebound underneath, put back up and in by Hollenbeck. That is what Kearney Catholic cannot allow to happen. If they have a missed three and it falls right underneath the hoop, the posts are going to have to get the board, and it is 14-8 Lincoln Christian. They have scored seven in a row, and the ball knocked out of Long's hands. It'll stay with Kearney Catholic. Caitlin has not been able to get involved here early on like the first 2 days, and again, going to be pretty key for her. Inbounds knocked away again. In the last championship games against Pierce, 35 points, 34 points. And then you go all the way back to 2002 when they played Guardian Angels, 27 points. And then when they win those semifinal games, they're scoring 60-plus. It's an amazing little transformation from Friday to Saturday as the Stars will get into the right-hand corner. Messbarger drives into the paint, kicks it out to Teal. Just can't get the three away, trying real hard, still can't. Now she's used her dribble to Messbarger. Good defense here by the Knights, or by the Crusaders. Anna Squires gets free, and she'll hit the layup. Nice power by Anna Squires, and she's got 6 of the 10 points. 14-10, Lincoln Christian with the lead. 6:20 to go here in the first half of play. Emerson Hubbard won the first game today, 41-38 over Howells Dodge in D1. We'll break it all down for you at halftime. Right now, though, a lot of basketball to go. Power on the baseline, throws it out to Shepard. They're really running away, and DeWarrick, a long three all day to shoot it. She hits it. It's like playing Minden and the Kissingers, and the three-point bucket is good, and Kearney Catholic is going to call the timeout. All of the guards were wide open. Somebody was out of place, and that's why Coach Petrie has called the timeout. With 5:54 to go in the first half of play, it is Lincoln Christian 17, Kearney Catholic 10. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Discover new opportunities at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Opportunities that lead to new connections and new passions. At UNK, you won't just go to class. You won't just meet people. You won't just get involved. Here, there's so much more. You'll get an experience that will impact who you are and what you will become. Around here, people know your name. It's up to you what it will be. At the University of Nebraska at Kearney, we are difference makers. Find out how you can make a difference at unk.edu.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Kearney Catholic now down 7 has the basketball. Anna Squire swings it over to the right side. Messbarger tries the baseline. Scoop shot, no good. Got her own rebound. Might have been fouled, no call. The shot is off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Molly Shepard. So a good look, but couldn't finish that time for Michelle. DeWarrick out top. Stars are in a man-to-man now. They got out of that zone. A lot of switch help is what you need. And Shepard drives and a reach-in foul before she can get to the hoop. Going to be called on Kylie Teal. That'll be the first foul on Kylie, the fourth of the game. And back into the ball game is Elizabeth Nunley. But that's about all the farther Coach Orduna is going to go. He's only going to go about 6. Kearney Catholic's going to go about 8 deep. And the Stars will have the basketball, or excuse me, the Christian will have the basketball out top. Coleman gives it off to DeWarrick. Coleman just waits for the pass back. Gives it again. Back on the top of the circle. Christian with the ball. 5 minutes to go. Bounce pass to the right elbow. Nothing there for Hollenbeck. Tries to throw it out top. It's tipped away by Kylie Teal, but they can't get the steal. Now DeWarrick's going to drive into the paint. Off balance. Throws it up. No good. Hits the rim. It comes out far. Anna Squires able to track it down. That's her fourth rebound. Over to Teal. Back to Anna. Left side of the key, lobs it into Long, bodying up. She's double-teamed, makes some room, and she's fouled on the way up by Tatum Coleman. That'll be the second on Coleman, the third on the Crusaders. And Caitlin Long will go to the free throw line for the first time, looking for her first points. Stars just 3 of 11 from the field so far in this game. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. Second one coming up for Long. Hasn't hit double figures either day scoring, but hasn't had to, and she was really big defensively on Thursday. Now Long's second free throw on the way, and it's off the front of the iron, won't go. Rebound brought down by Ashlyn Power. 17-11 Lincoln Christian, 4:30 to go, and again, Kearney Catholic needs to get their offense going. Started well, but really been quiet since the first 2 minutes of the game when they jumped up 4-0. Here the ball knocked away. Maddie Squires extending that defense. Maddie makes the steal. Maddie to the other end against the double team, and they'll draw the blocking foul. Two free throws coming up. She forced the issue, and it looks like the foul will be on Nunley. Elizabeth Nunley, her first, the team's fourth. Maddie Squires now trying to take advantage of the steal. See if she can get a couple of points here. If they have to come from the free throw line, so be it. The first one is up, and it is good. 17-12. Kearney Catholic trailing by 5. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Second free throw, Maddie Squires on the way, and it's good. 17-13. So Maddie drains them both. Stars are now down to 4-point deficit as DeWarrick will bring it across the timeline. Christian just hitting a couple of threes in this quarter has made all the difference. Nunnally to the left elbow. Skip pass, tip, but it's off Kearney Catholic. Anna Squires and Jordan Streit were both right there. And Coach Petrie is changing his rotation up a little bit here as he's put both the Teals down and Schmatterer. Streit's back out there with the other four starters. Bounce pass into the paint. Ashlyn Power takes a dribble, takes the shot over long. That definitely changed the shot. It's no good. On the ground, Hollenbeck has the rebound. She dribbles and stands up. Christian with the basketball to Nunnally. Over to DeWarrick. Kicks it into the corner for Power. 4-3. It's no good. Stars, Anna Squires. Boy, there's a mauling down there, and they let him play. Rebound to Molly Shepard. And another missed three, but another offensive opportunity, and another drive that's missed, and another offensive rebound, Hollenbeck, and she finally finishes. Offensive rebounds really got the Stars behind against Newman on Thursday, and they're starting to affect this game. Three, four, five chances down the floor. Anna Squires brings it down the floor all the way to the hoop, and they call her for an offensive foul. She ran right over the defender, Power, and Anna heads the other way. Doesn't say a word. Looked like a good drive by Squires. Lincoln Christian getting a little more handsy as well here. Ashlyn Power was right on her hip the whole way. Anna was trying to push her off. And Coach Petrie having a word with the official. You know he's very quiet, but he needs to have him get the hands off here. With it is Shepard on the block. Hollenbeck back out to Power over in the corner. Shepard can't get the three away. A couple of dribbles down the right baseline. Back out to Power. Stars defense a little more strong, but now Shepard for three, and it's good. Molly Shepard hits her second three of the quarter, and five straight by Lincoln Christian. They're now up by nine. Morgan Teal has checked in for the Stars to Maddie Squires. She'll drive through the double team off the glass and in. So they're finding a little seam down there on the baseline, and Maddie has six. Anna has six. That's 12 of the 15, 22 to 15. The Stars' leading scorer, Kylie Teal, now getting ready to check in. And wide open, they lost Hollenbeck, and she'll score. Six in the quarter, eight in the game. And Emily now has a 24-15 lead again here for Lincoln Christian. Two and a half to go before halftime. Jordan Streit, she'll come down the middle of the lane, and there's a blocking foul called on Elizabeth Nunnally, her second. Let's see if they will award the free throws or if it will be an inbounds play here. And it looks like they're going to call it before the shot. And it looks like Lincoln Christian also might get ready to call a timeout here. Nick Orduna talking to the official, but no. Just to get some subs in, it will be no shot. So Kearney Catholic will take it in. Schmatterer and Teal have come in. Both Teal, Schmatterer, Long, and Streit. Morgan drives, gives it off to Jordan on the right wing. Skip pass over to Kylie. Into the corner to Morgan. They're dying to shoot a three. Kylie shoots the three, but it's short again. The rebound deflected away and drugged down into the corner. Molly Shepard, her fifth board. Molly, for only being 5'6", leads the team in rebounding, and she's already got five in this game. Dangerous part of the game now for the Stars. Their offense isn't going, so they've got to negate these threes. With it is Shepard. So far, four threes and three in this quarter for Lincoln Christian, and they lead it 24-15, a minute 50 to go. Here's another one. Power in the right corner, but it won't go. Jordan Streit got the rebound, and then she's fouled. So in the corner, I have Lincoln Christian 3 of 7 from three-point land, 4 of 12 in the game, which isn't outstanding, but it's good enough right where you want to be, 33%. The foul is called on Nunnally, and Elizabeth now has three fouls in the basketball game, and they will bring her out, but it's only the sixth foul, so no 1-1 yet. A minute 40 to go, and the Stars throw it away. Kearney Catholic, seventh turnover, Power down the middle of the floor, kicks it out to DeWarrick. Does not take the three, tries to fire it inside, and the Stars are going to be called for a foul. They just were out of position after that turnover. It's going to be on Long. That'll be the second on Caitlin. It is the sixth team foul on Kearney Catholic. So both teams will be in the bonus for the final 90 seconds. And the Stars will get back on defense. Christian to throw it in. Off a curl screen, they get it to Chloe DeWarrick. Behind the back, knocked away Morgan Teal. Players on the floor, ball still loose. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Lincoln Christian out at midcourt. Just the second turnover of the quarter, 5.5 on Christian. The Stars with 7 points in the quarter. Lincoln Christian with 15. 24-15, Lincoln Christian up by nine, a minute 15 to go in the half. Strike gives it over to Kylie Teal off the screen. Open three. Got it. The first one of the game for Kearney Catholic. And the first points of the game for Teal after she scored 24 yesterday. 24-18. Lincoln Christian a minute to go here in the half. Stars can't allow a three here. Keeps the momentum. In the corner to Power. Just holds the ball. Jump pass back out to Coleman. Tatum way out top. Now a couple of dribbles. Gets her to the three-point arc. Backs it up again. She'll lob it over to DeWarrick. She looks over at Coach Orduna. Coach Orduna calls for one. He says, we're up six. Let's not let anything crazy happen. Of course, sometimes you can do the old fake-out call for one, but it does look like they're going to dribble it out. Stars are content with this. Coach Petrie trying to get his defense lined up here. They'll look, if they did what they did in the first quarter, they'll look to the post, and usually the post will kick it right back out unless they're wide open. 15 seconds. DeWarrick starts to dribble. Mesbarger makes her go left. 10 seconds. Here's a long three for Shepherd. It's off the iron. No good. Rebound by Kylie Teal. They have time to get a shot. Up ahead to Jordan Strite. Jordan will take it to the hoop. Lay it up. Too strong. And that is halftime. Lincoln Christian 24. Kearney Catholic 18. A competitive first half between the top two teams in the state in C1. And we will take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Every farmer knows that maximizing yield is even more critical when prices are low, and this year poses that very situation. The Aurora Cooperative has many products and the services you need to create ideal soil fertility and plant health to optimize your yields. As you plan your spring planting and soil health management, be sure to include R2G products such as Evito and ProLock in your AgPro 924-3 starter and attain an incline from V5 through maturity. The Aurora Cooperative, putting your equity to work.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. We are at halftime. Lincoln Christian 24, Kearney Catholic 18. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Also at halftime in the D1 consolation game, it is Fullerton 28 and Kennesaw 21. Earlier today in the consolation game in D2, Fall City Sacred Heart was up just one at the half, 26-25, but ended up winning it 55-36 over Sandhill Stedford. And in the D1 championship game, it was a game of runs. Emerson Hubbard able to hold on to beat Howells Dodge 41-38. Emerson Hubbard got up 5-0 and then were down 14-7, then took a 20-19 lead at half. Then Howells Dodge jumped out 28-22, and that's where their offense stopped. Emerson Hubbard went on a 17-2 run to take a 39-30 lead with 3:50 to go in the game. They tried to milk some clock, which they did, but at the same time, Howells Dodge created a couple of turnovers. Emerson Hubbard missed a couple of shots. Howells Dodge went on an 8-0 run to cut it to 39-38. They actually had two free throws to tie it, only made one, and an off-balance contested three at the buzzer did not go. And Emerson Hubbard wins their first championship since 1989 over Howells Dodge. Again, Emerson Hubbard, their top six were all seniors. Howells Dodge had one senior, so they'll be the favorite next year in D1. Our next championship game is in Class B, as Elkhorn South is going to take on Waverly, who upset number one Platteview last night. The only loss of the year for Platteview came last night at the hands of Waverly, 44-38, a team they'd lost to a couple of times. But that will tip off here at around 1:15 at Pinnacle Bank. Then the second session will begin at 4:30 in D2. Why not making the state championship game for the seventh consecutive year? They were the runner-up last year. They were the runner-up in 2010, and they won it four straight from 11-14. Why not knocked off the top seed, Fall City Sacred Heart, 43-39, an incredible run 7 consecutive finals. They'll play O'Neill St. Mary's, who is the defending D1 state champion. So that'll be a great one in D2. Then the Class A final will have the number 8 seed in the final for the second consecutive year. Last year, Norfolk was a surprise. Maybe this year, Lincoln East, not so much. They had to go double overtime to beat Millard South yesterday, and they'll play Millard West at 6:30. And the final championship, maybe the most highly anticipated outside of this one, Guardian Angels and Crofton. Guardian Angels has beaten Crofton twice this year. Crofton is 22-3. Guardian Angels is 25-1 coming into the tournament, so they're now 27-1. That only loss came to Kearney Catholic. Here it is, Lincoln Christian 24, Kearney Catholic 18. We'll look at the first half numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
At AseraCare Hospice, we care for your family like you are a part of ours. Through compassionate hospice services, we help to alleviate fears and concerns so that you and your loved ones can focus on the joy of everyday moments. We celebrate the memories and special occasions of a life well lived and provide support and assistance so you feel comforted throughout the hospice journey. For more information about our services, visit us online at aseracare.com. AseraCare Hospice, caring for moments that matter.
Buzz's Marine is proud to support high school sports. We can't think of anything that brings the family closer together. Well, maybe there's one thing. Buzz's Marine has brought the boating lifestyle to Nebraskans for over 5 decades, creating family memories that last a lifetime. We proudly showcase 8 acres of new and used sport boats, surf boats, deck boats, pontoons, and fishing boats. Go to buzzesmarine.com for a list of our full inventory. Family owned and operated for 3 generations. Discover why we are the home of family boating. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, Lincoln Christian did not score in the final 2:37 of the half, but Kearney Catholic managed just the 1 3-pointer from Kylie Teal. And so your score is Lincoln Christian 24 and Kearney Catholic 18. Lincoln Christian outscoring Kearney Catholic 15-10 in the second quarter of play. I'll give you the official statistics here as opposed to our book, because usually they'll hand out a few more rebounds as the game progresses. For Kearney Catholic, Maddie Squires, 6 points. Anna Squires, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Caitlin Long has 1 point. Michelle Messbarger, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Kylie Teal, 3 points, 1 rebound. Jordan Streit has 2 rebounds. The official stats have Kearney Catholic for 5 offensive rebounds, 7 defensive rebounds. They scored 9 points or 8 points in the first, 10 in the second at the half, 18 points, 12 rebounds. 7 of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from three-point land. They have 1 block shot and 7 turnovers. Foul situation, Caitlin Long is the only player that has 2 fouls for Kearney Catholic. They shot 25% in the first quarter, 43% in the second quarter, but are 5 of 15 from the field for 33%, way below their season average here in the first half for the Stars. For Lincoln Christian, they played just the 6 girls. Tatum Coleman, 3 points and a rebound. Emily Hollenbeck, 8 points and 4 rebounds. Ashlyn Power has 1 rebound. Chloe DeWarrick, 7 points and a rebound. Molly Shepard, 6 points and 4 rebounds. For Lincoln Christian, 8 offensive rebounds, 6 defensive. That is not the way it's supposed to be if you are the other team. 8 offensive boards for Christian, and it has really turned into a ton of second-chance points here today for Lincoln Christian. They have continued to pull down the rebounds on offense and get numerous second-chance opportunities. Although the official stats say it's just 4 second-chance points, they have had numerous opportunities on the second-chance rebounds. For Lincoln Christian, they had 9 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. At the half, 24 points, 14 rebounds, 2 out of 4 from the free-throw line, 4 of 13 from three-point land. They have 2 block shots, 6 turnovers, and the foul situation, 3 on Elizabeth Nunley, 2 on Tatum Coleman. They shot 33% in the first half, identical 43% in the second half, or second quarter, but the problem was Kearney Catholic's 43% was 3 of 7. Lincoln Christian, twice that amount, 6 of 14. They're shooting 39% from the field here in the first half. Kearney Catholic's biggest lead was out of the gate at 4-0, and Lincoln Christian's biggest lead was by 9 when they were up 24-15, and now at the half, it's 24-18, Lincoln Christian. There's a 1/2 of basketball remaining in the season for these two squads. Who will get their second loss of the season, and who will hoist the state championship trophy? You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're back after this.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
When we buy something, we all want a great deal. But have you ever thought about a great deal on your home energy bill? A geothermal system from Carrier is a great deal. A geothermal system taps into the earth to capture free, renewable energy. About 45% of your energy bill goes to heating and cooling. You can save up to half in cooling, 70% in heating, and another 30 to 50% in hot water costs.
Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481.
State High School Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio is brought to you by Glenwood Telephone Internet for when you mean business. Lincoln Christian 24, Kearney Catholic 18. Don't forget that the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament is coming your way next week, and we've got a ton of area teams to cover in the Tri-Cities. Adams Central and North Bend at 2 and C1. In C2 at Lincoln Northeast, St. Cecilia Battle Creek at 2, Amherst Ainsworth at 3:45. The D1 games Thursday are at Lincoln East, Axtell Walt Hill at 9 a.m., Kennesaw and Nebraska City Lords at 3:45. And in D2 at Lincoln Northeast, Giltner will be taking on Meade at 9 a.m. Those are our radio games. Other area teams, including Aurora and Sydney at the Sports Center Thursday night at 8:45, Gothenburg and Columbus SCOTUS at the Sports Center at 3:45, Southern Valley and Elmwood Murdoch at Lincoln Northeast at 7 o'clock. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Lincoln Christian 24, Kearney Catholic 18. The Stars will get the ball to start the second half when we return.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
With our producer-engineer, Kent Keeler, I'm Doug Duda. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, your exclusive radio home of all six championship games in the state of Nebraska this week and next. So let's get the second half underway and see if the Stars can get that offense going. It'll be Maddie Squires to throw it in. Looking for Michelle Messbarger, who is going to be guarded by DeWarrick. Christian going to stay in the man-to-man, it appears. And the Stars and Christian going to stay with that same starting lineup. And I don't know that you can wear Lincoln Christian down, even with just the six players, and now how much will Nunnally play with three fouls, as Maddie will throw it in at midcourt to Messbarger. And right after it is DeWarrick. Left-hand dribble, she'll give it to Kylie Teal. Teal up top to Long. Got a set play to start the half. Let's see if they can not only execute it, but convert it. Maddie dribbles into the triple team. Back out to Messbarger. Gets to the free throw line. Over to Anna Squires outside the arc in front of the bench. Left wing into the corner to Long. Long one dribble back up to Maddie. The right side is all her. She'll drive, dish it to Messbarger. Michelle for three. Got it! And that cuts the lead in half to start the second half. The first three-pointer of the game for Messbarger to go with two free throws, 24-21. So Kearney Catholic's got the last six. Then it's poked away by Messbarger. Loose. Messbarger's able to get it. Give it off to Squires. She goes in for the layup. She will miss the layup. and it will be on the floor again, and the rebound on the ground. Tatum Coleman comes away with a basketball. So the Stars miss a layup at the end of the first half, and they miss a layup there, or they'd have the lead, 24-21. Lobbed into Hollenbeck. They double her, kick it back out, open three on the way for DeWarrick. Almost banked it in. It was way off the mark, and so it comes out top Power, and Power's fouled. Was not getting a shot away, but she was fouled on the play. Stars will not be able to afford. You can never afford to miss layups. It's just when you're in a tight game, sometimes you get a little more frustrated when that ball doesn't go in the hole there. And Lincoln Christian will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Power looks, lobs it out top to Shepherd. Right back to Power on the right, or DeWarrick, excuse me, on the right side. Chloe into the double team up top. Stars zoned out of the inbounds play. Power on the right elbow brings it into the paint. Has to scoop it up. I think she wanted to pass it, but there was nobody there. She's able to miss that shot, and Mesbarger gets the rebound. Almost stolen away. Now up to Maddie Squires. She'll go in. Blocked from behind. Chloe DeWarrick got a hand on it. The Stars miss another layup, and here comes Christian. Outlet pass. They get it in the front court to Coleman. She dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. So a little sloppy to start the third quarter of play here. 24-21, Lincoln Christian. But they have been on 24 for about 4.5 minutes now. And the Stars still haven't been able to catch them. They've had the opportunity. And Michelle Mesbarger falls down to the backcourt. DeWarrick jumps on it, but there's nobody there. And Maddie Squires takes it right away. Maddie takes it down the lane. Two steps, layup, good. It's a one-point game. Maddie Squires now with 8 points, 24-23. The Stars have scored 8 in a row. Christian looking for that bucket. DeWarrick down the middle of the floor. Bounce pass underneath. Shot is missed in there by Hollenbeck. After a big swipe at it by Anna Squires, it goes out of bounds off of the Crusaders. And a timeout. Lincoln Christian, most of these schools that get to the finals and have these great records haven't been in tight games much in the second half. They both are here. It's a 30-second timeout called by Coach Orduna with 5:55 to go in the third quarter of play. It is Lincoln Christian 24, Kearney Catholic 23. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For food that'll make you stand up and cheer, head to Fanatics. Start with traditional appetizers like mozzarella or breadsticks, or add a little spice to your life with jalapeno poppers. And don't forget the famous wings you can enjoy as appetizers or as a meal itself. Bite into their huge selection of burgers, pizzas, calzones, or sandwiches. With over 30 HDTVs, the bullpen, and their new party room, there's something always going on at Fanatics. Food that will make you stand up and cheer. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue, Kearney.
Kearney Catholic trails and has since they fell behind 9-8, but now a chance to take the lead after getting the turnover and the layup and then a missed bucket here at the other end. Kearney Catholic with the basketball and going for the steal, a foul on Emily Hollenbeck. Way out here, about 30 feet away, ran over Anna Squires. It'll be the first foul of the half. So each team with a foul here in the second half of play. See if the Stars can get something going here and take that lead back, get some confidence, which they're building, have a little momentum. With it is Mesbarger, extended man-to-man, and that's what Christian has stayed in. Up top to Maddie. She uses the dribble over to Kylie Teal, trying to get her free to Anna. Dumps it inside, and there's a foul as they try to get it to Long. She got tripped up. You know something was going on. I couldn't even see Caitlin, and so she got doubled over down there. And it's going to be on Chloe DeWarrick, her first, second team foul. Nunley has three. Coleman and Hollenbeck have two for Lincoln Christian. Kylie Teal and Long have two for the Stars. They'll lob it into Anna Squires on the right elbow. Got around the defender. Easy layup. The Stars have the lead. A simple inbounds play that was executed beautifully. Anna Squires with her eighth point, 25-24. That's a 10-0 run by KC. Skip pass over here. Molly Shepherd can't get the three away. Maddie Squires got over it. Got the hand in her face. Give it to DeWarrick. Kylie Teal on her. Now Shepherd will shoot the three and hit it. So the Stars didn't hold the lead very long. The third three for Molly Shepherd. Their first points of the half. 5 minutes to go in the third. Lincoln Christian 27. Kearney Catholic 25. Teal will bring it across. Right in the center circle. Looks at the defense and gets it over to Anna Squires. Right side, weak side. Stars starting to run a lot of stuff off screens. Maddie had the back cut, but the pass didn't get there. Then Anna dribbles into the double team. Almost lost it. Gets it back to Kylie. Kylie in the paint, contested, rejected in there by Emily Hollenbeck. Little contact, and then the ball gets knocked away, and Kearney Catholic gets it back. Power was trying to hustle it up the floor and lost it. So the Stars will get the basketball back. A little bit of a break there. And the Stars to throw it in. Squires, let's see if they get it to her again. This time they'll probably call a foul. Mesbarger in the right-hand corner. Not saying it was last time. It was just a lot of contact, really strong block. Maddie Squires, free throw line, drive to the lane. Oh, she gets wiped out. Luckily, she ran into a second Lincoln Christian player. She might have hit the ground pretty hard. It's on Chloe to Warwick, two straight on her. Third team foul now on the Crusaders. And Maddie Squires will go to the line. She hit two early. Maddie and Anna each have 8 points in there for the Stars. The first one is up, and it is good. Lincoln Christian has done a very good job of denying Kylie Teal, the Stars' leading scorer, the ball. Kylie's still out there working hard, and we mentioned that a lot about the Squireses and Caitlin. Sometimes they'll score 14, sometimes they'll score one. But that's going to be Kylie Teal's job today, it looks like, as the second free throw is no good by Maddie Squires. Hollenbeck will get the rebound. And it's 27-26 Christian. DeWarrick brings it across the timeline. They try to put a little pressure as Jordan Streit has checked in for Kearney Catholic, as has Morgan Teal. Hollenbeck on the right elbow into the paint. Can't get it underneath. So the jumper Nunley from the outside. They call it a three. No good. High in the air to grab the rebound. Coleman goes over the top and is able to grab it. Swing it over to Shepherd. Get it into the paint. There's Hollenbeck. She wants to drive. The Stars knock her down. Oh, a double dribble. A double dribble. The Stars got their hand on the basketball. I thought they were going to call a foul, but she lost her momentum there and fell the opposite direction. So not a jump ball. Instead, a double dribble. And that is the fourth turnover for Lincoln Christian here already in quarter number three. So we come to our television timeout with 3:54 to go in the third quarter of the C1 Girls Championship. Lincoln Christian 27, Kearney Catholic 26.
I grew up in India and then did residency in three different countries. I've always wanted to be a doctor, and then while I was in medical school, I saw this 25-year-old woman with two little children diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was a life-shattering experience for her and her entire family. Then helping her get through it, that was very challenging and fulfilling to me. Mary Lanning Hospital has everything to offer, bringing the best possible care to the people here in their community. I'm just very happy to be here and to be able to help each and every patient that walks through the door and bring a smile to their faces. I am Shamila Garg, medical oncologist at Morrison Cancer Center.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Live coverage of the state high school basketball tournament is brought to you in part by Glenwood Telephone, helping to make Hastings a one-gig city. We are back to action here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Kearney Catholic down one with the ball in the C1 state championship game. Jordan Streit has it on the left side of the key. She'll dribble off a couple of screens, into the paint, kicks it out for a three. Kylie Teal, it is off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Molly Shepherd. That is her sixth. 3:30 to go in the third, 27-26, Lincoln Christian. Nunley has it on the left wing. Bounce pass underneath, nice play, but the layup is missed by Coleman. It was a great bounce pass from Hollenbeck, and Anna Squires will grab the rebound. They're trying to keep it out of Maddie's hands, and so she'll find Jordan Streit across the timeline. Jordan over to Squires. Maddie, they went for the steal, didn't get it to Morgan Teal. Back on the right wing, Maddie Squires drives baseline, cut off there by Coleman. To Anna underneath, she has the shot, she missed it, she got her own rebound. She'll have to kick it out to Morgan Teal. Morgan will drive off balance. It's off the glass, no good. And the rebound comes down to Elizabeth Nunley. And here comes Christian again. Again, the Stars just can't keep it going. A great start to the quarter. They've wiped out the 9-point deficit, but have had many more opportunities to score inside. Skip pass over here. Maddie Squires tipped it, but it ends up in Shepherd's hands. She'll drive, hand it off. Anna Squires blocks the shot of Emily Hollenbeck and out of bounds. Some games, all of those, both sides would be called fouls. For the most part, when they go up and block the shot, they're not really calling the body foul, and we've seen it on both ends. And for Kearney Catholic now, they have both Teals, Long, Mesbarger, and Maddie Squires on the floor. At the end of the third, Fullerton 43, Kennesaw 29 in the D1 third-place game. With it is Lincoln Christian. Power comes in, steps on a foot, runs into a defender, and a blocking call on Kearney Catholic. They call the foul on Caitlin Long. That's her third. Long was really in good defensive position. That was an anticipated whistle there, and they had to call something. So now a three-pointer on the way and in for Chloe DeWarrick. And that's the second three of the half. Makes it 30-26. Stars will push it up the floor. Morgan Teal back to Kylie in the left-hand corner. Can't get down the baseline. Backs up, looking for Long. Skips it all the way over to Messbarger. Out to Morgan. Back to Michelle. Back to Morgan. 4-3. In and out. So close it wouldn't fall. Rebound brought down by DeWarrick. And again, now the Stars have to come away with a defensive stop. All of a sudden, another three really wipes out your work over the last 7 minutes. 1:50 to go, third quarter, 30-26. Christian leading Kearney Catholic. Lincoln Christian to the right elbow, Power. Power uses her dribble, spins it over here to DeWarrick. Messbarger on her. Crossover and backs up. Christian really not moving without the ball right now. They'll reset the play, give it over to Shepherd in front of their bench. Shepherd out top to Power. When they were patient in the first half, they found a shot. Now Power drives off the leg. It's knocked away. Maddie Squires has the steal. She'll go to Messbarger. It's 2-on-3. Michelle can't get it away. And then a foul called as Maddie Squires got the rebound. And let's see where the foul occurred here. It's going to be on Nunnally, and it's her fourth. They'll call it on the rebound. Maddie Squires getting her first board of the game. But a couple interesting stats here. Lincoln Christian, 5 turnovers and 4 fouls. Kearney Catholic, 0 turnovers and 2 fouls, yet they still trail by 4. Anna Squires tries to get inside, kicks it back out. 15-footer, Messbarger, good. Michelle Messbarger, 5 in the quarter, 7 in the game. 30-28, Lincoln Christian, 105 to go, third quarter. Stars were down at the half by 6. Now 2, can they keep it there? And a reach-in foul, driving to the hoop was Molly Shepherd, and Maddie Squires reached in and committed the foul. For Maddie, that'll be her second. That'll be the third foul here of the quarter for Kearney Catholic. So Long 3, Maddie Squires, Kylie Teal 2. For Christian, Nunnally 4. DeWarrick, Coleman, and Hollenbeck all have 2. Maddie Squires will come out for a breather before the fourth quarter. Stride is in. 57 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Christian leads it by 2 with the ball. Out between the circles is Coleman. Gives it to DeWarrick. Cannot let them bury a 3 on you here. They'll get it to Power. Over to Shepherd. She'll drive in. Kick it out to Power. It's a 3-pointer, and it is good. 3 straight threes. Ashlyn Power makes it 33-28. They'll put the full court pressure on into Kylie Teal, and everybody else gets out of the way. Kylie straightens the ponytail and dribbles it across the timeline. And now Coach Petrie says, let's play for the last shot. Christian acted like they were going to play for the last shot at the end of the first and the second and ended up taking a shot with about 8 or 9 seconds, and then the Stars had a chance but couldn't convert either time. 13 seconds, Teal off the screen and roll. Good switch by Christian. Kylie, jump pass underneath. There's Messbarger, dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. The Stars have had a chance at the end of every quarter and have not converted. That's the first turnover of the third quarter, and now Lincoln Christian has a chance. 6.6. They throw it in short to Coleman. They get it to DeWarrick. Got to get in front of her. Nobody does. She goes all the way to the rack and scores. Unbelievable. Chloe DeWarrick gets her 12th point of the game. And just like that, the lead is back to 7. Lincoln Christian 35. Kearney Catholic 28. We'll go to the fourth quarter of the C1 state title game right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
It's a new day here at Long John Silver's. Together, we're charting a new course forward. How? It's more than great-tasting, sustainably harvested seafood. We're bringing a renewed energy to better restaurant and guest experiences, fun and innovative new meal options, and, of course, great value. We're glad you're on the journey with us. If you haven't stopped by lately, we hope you will. We'll be happy to see you, and hope you and your family enjoy a seafood meal that will have you ringing the captain's bell on your way out. Long John Silver's, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Frustrating from the eyes of the Kearney Catholic observers. It looked like the Stars outplayed Lincoln Christian in the third quarter, yet Christian ended up outscoring him 11-10 because of DeWarick's 5 points in the last minute. They hit three threes in the layup at the buzzer, and it's now Lincoln Christian 35, Kearney Catholic 28 as we enter the fourth quarter, and Lincoln Christian will even get the ball here to start the fourth quarter of play. State tournament action is brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. Kearney Catholic 27-1. Lincoln Christian is 25-1. Christian's only lost to Bishop Newman, which they avenged. Kearney Catholic's only lost to St. Cecilia, both by 1 point, mind you. Christian with the basketball. They're 7 out of 18 from three-point land. They've hit their last three. DeWarick drives the baseline, then gets shut down by Messbarger, and they turn it over, and the Stars throw it right back to him. They threw it right back to him because there was nobody to get it to. And in a game like this, Kearney Catholic's little mistakes are starting to mount. Messbarger's just going to get poking away till she commits the foul. And Michelle with her first personal foul, fourth team foul on the Stars. That evens the fouls out at four apiece. 35-28, Lincoln Christian. Stars trying, and it's great to win the runner-up trophy. It's a great season, but 3 out of 4 years, it just is a little frustrating. The Stars have 7.5 minutes to turn it around. Christian with the ball, trying to get it down low, and it's off the hands of Hollenbeck, who is well guarded by Caitlin Long, and knocks it away. So a turnover here for Christian. That is their seventh of the half compared to two for Kearney Catholic. 35-28, Christian with the lead. Kylie Teal will walk the ball up the floor. Stars have not led but by 1 point in this second half, and then DeWarick buried a quick three on him. Now here's a drive at the other end. Messbarger, another layup missed, then DeWarick's over her back and commits the foul. Messbarger will get the rebound. That is her fifth, and for DeWarick, that's her third personal foul. And again, not a deep team, and these guards are not used to being in foul trouble, and they're not quite there yet, but DeWarick has three, four on Nunnally. Off the inbounds, Maddie Squires three, and it will not go. Rebound brought down by DeWarick. Stars are 2 of 8, and we mentioned it in the last 24 hours. They're both going to shoot threes. Kearney Catholic's made 2, and Lincoln Christian's made 7. And it indeed is one of the big differences in this game. Hollenbeck camping out in the lane, can't get a shot. Goes to Coleman, drives into the double team on the right baseline. Back out to Hollenbeck outside the arc. Lobs it into DeWarick and over her head out of bounds. Trying to run the big out, little in, and threw it away again. But all these mistakes that Christian is making, and Kearney Catholic just is not capitalizing. Again, they lost by 3 in the state finals last year to Pierce. Came down to the final shot of the game, 38-35. And they're going to need at least 38 in this game, sitting on 28. Messbarger dribbles to the left wing, up top Teal. They just can't get her a look at a 3. Messbarger up top to Long, over to Maddie Squires. Off the screen, she goes ball screen right side into the double team, forces it up, and she'll get the call. She'll go to the line and shoot two as she was sandwiched by Hollenbeck and Power. And it looks like they'll call it on Ashlyn Power. That is her first foul of the game. It is the sixth team foul. Maddie Squires is 3 of 4 at the line. She has 9, Anna Squires 8, Michelle Messbarger 7, and that's 24 of the 28. It's balanced, just not enough of it. Maddie's free throw is good, and the Stars will get their first point of the fourth quarter at the 6:12 mark. Lincoln Christian has yet to score. Nearly 2 minutes in, nobody moved the scoreboard. 35-29. And the second free throw now for Maddie Squires. These teams proving how good they are. It's up and in. It is a battle between the top two teams in C1. 35-30, Christian now by 5. Stars will put a little pressure on, but how are the legs? How are the legs here in the fourth quarter? Up the floor, DeWarick working on Messbarger. Makes her back up, but still has the dribble. Swings it over to Nunnally, who's back in for the Crusaders. 4 fouls for Elizabeth. Off the pick and roll, Stars can't get the steal. They'll go in the right corner to Hollenbeck, looking for Coleman, but she's only 2 feet away. So too much traffic. And back out top, they'll kick it. And a timeout going to be called here by Nick Orduna. He can see things aren't working, and he is going to call the timeout. That is just their second of the game. 5:44 to go in the C1 State Championship game. It is Lincoln Christian with the ball at a 35-30 lead over Kearney Catholic. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
You know Motorcar Engineering for dependable quality repairs. And now you can count on dependable quality cars, pickups, and minivans from Motorcar Engineering Auto Sales. As little as $400 down gets you behind the wheel of your choice of 20 to 30 vehicles on hand. When you need new wheels, you don't need to wait. Buy here, pay here, or ask about easy financing. Open Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment. The friendly folks who take care of your car and now your car buying needs. Motorcar Engineering, 4th and Eddy in Grand Island.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Don't forget, all of our games are online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by the University of Nebraska at Kearney. We are the difference makers. Schedule a campus visit. Out of the timeout, a special set play here for Lincoln Christian, trying to set two picks up top for DeWarrick, and then a three-pointer off balance, and it just hits the glass, comes out hard, and a break for Hollenbeck. She gets the rebound, and they'll shoot another three. It is no good by DeWarrick, and this time Kylie Teal is able to grab the rebound. Coleman took that first three and just slipped. Now Maddie Squires gives it off to Anna, attacks the paint, runs into the defender, high off the glass, no call, no shot. It's off the rim, and DeWarrick gets the rebound. Stars just, that shot chart inside 8 feet. They're going to want to burn it. 5 minutes to go, 35-30 Christian. DeWarrick off the dribble, lanes wide open, blocked by Maddie Squires. Almost hit DeWarrick out of bounds by an inch or two. But Maddie with her second block shot, it'll stay with Lincoln Christian. 3 minutes into the fourth, they have not scored, and Kearney Catholic has two free throws. Lob into Nunnally. Oh, she walked with the basketball, and they didn't call it. Ball tipped away into the hands of DeWarrick, and then it's stolen away. Teal. Teal on the run out, takes it in, and the layup is good, and it's a three-point game. Kylie Teal with the steal in the bucket, 35-32. Lincoln Christian's turnovers are starting to mount in the second half. Now a three-on-three. They get it to Hollenbeck, drives baseline. Long cuts her off. Out top to Coleman. Coleman drives right side of the key. Reach in for a tie-up. And a travel called. A travel called on Lincoln Christian. That is five turnovers already in the fourth quarter. And I think Coach Orduna wants to make his sub here. Molly Shepard will come back in. And they're going to take Coleman out. 35-32. Slow and steady. And we've got a timeout called here by Kearney Catholic. 4.5 to go in the game. Lincoln Christian 35, Kearney Catholic 32. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
You've made a smart choice. Glenwood meets your home and business technology needs with an array of phone, internet, direct TV, or cable packages. Whether you want to keep up with your family or your online gaming competition, we've got the speed you need. At Glenwood, all our services are backed by a tech-savvy local team of customer service professionals. Learn more online at shopglenwood.net or speak with one of our service representatives at 402-756-3131. Glenwood, now with a local Hastings office.
The Girls State Basketball Tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. The first game came down to the wire, 41-38, Emerson Hubbard over Howells Dodge. Will this do the same? 4:30 to go, Lincoln Christian 35, Kearney Catholic 32, Stars with the ball out of the timeout. Messbarger gives it to Maddie Squires. What did they set up for a play here? Coach Petrie going to reset it as he sees what Christian has done. They'll give it to Kylie Teal. Over to Messbarger. Got to be crisp with the passes here. Up top to Maddie. Spreading the floor. Top of the key now to Kylie. Looks at the three, but Shepard's on her. Stars kind of standing around waiting for somebody to go. Maddie does. Kicks it out to Anna in the right-hand corner. Right back to Maddie. Ball fake. Step back three for Squires, and it's too strong. And the rebound, Nunnally had it, fell down, and walked with the basketball. That's a tough break there for Lincoln Christian. And I pretty sure that whatever Kearney Catholic drew up in the timeout was probably not the shot that they took. It didn't. What they wanted to do wasn't there. And it's big if it goes because it would have tied the game. Now the Stars underneath their own hoop, Teal. They'll dump it into the corner to Messbarger, right side, and she'll dribble with the left hand to the top of the circle and give it to Maddie Squires. Hand it off to Kylie Teal, guarded by Molly Shepard. The lane is open. Teal backs her way in, draws the double team. Now has to kick it out to Long, and Kearney Catholic going to call another timeout. So what they did in the 30 didn't work, and so now they're going to talk it over even more. With 3:40 to go in the basketball game, Kearney Catholic has held it here for 50 seconds and has not gotten a shot. They'll have two timeouts remaining. It's still Lincoln Christian 35, Kearney Catholic 32. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Kearney Catholic ball out of the timeout, down three. With it is Messbarger on the right side of the key, and then they turn it over. They had the ball for a minute and never got a shot. Went to throw it up top to Anna Squires just as she went into her break. 10th turnover for Kearney Catholic. It's been that kind of game for the Stars. They've had to work so hard for every point, and Christian gets them in bunches by hitting three-pointers. 3.5 to go. Christian ball up 35-32, and they haven't even scored in the fourth quarter. With it is Powers, dribbles into the paint off a couple of screens. The layup is too strong. Maddie Squires will rip down the rebound, and now she needs some help because she used her dribble up. Goes to Anna, and Anna's going to dribble it up the middle of the floor. That's not what Christian was expected. Power on her. The next foul will be free throws. Squires starts to drive, then has to kick it out to Teal. Kylie skip pass all the way over to Maddie. One-on-one for the three. It's short. Barely got there. Messbarger got the rebound. Kicks it back out. And they'll try again for Kylie Teal. Teal needs some help. A little bumping out there. Lob it into Long at the high post. She'll kick it out to Messbarger. Messbarger back to Maddie. Long has been a non-factor offensively. So has Kylie Teal. They have really secured those two here for Lincoln Christian. Teal finally off the screen, gets the three. We're tied. 35-35, Kylie Teal buries the three-pointer, and we have the first 7 points of the second or fourth quarter belong to the Stars. Dworak trying to answer, gives it to Power, right wing, back out to Chloe, and she'll shoot a deep one if they need to. Dworak off the dribble penetration, got it into Hollenbeck, and she'll get the first points of the fourth quarter at the 2:10 mark. So every time the Stars tie it or take the lead, Christian scores on the next possession. It is 37-35. Lincoln Christian has the basketball lead. Stars have the ball. Teal drives in, got fouled. Lincoln Christian doesn't like it because just as the whistle blew, they stole the basketball. And they're going to call this on Molly Shepard. That'll be her first, but it will also be the seventh team foul of the game. And a 1-1 coming up here for Kylie Teal. 5 in the quarter, 8 in the game, has not attempted a free throw yet. She is one of the Stars' better free throw shooters. 37-35, Christian. We're down to a minute 55 to go. The front end of the 1-1 for Kylie. It's up. It is no good. Bounced around the rim, and Tatum Coleman gets the board. A real close-looking game to last year with Pierce. Here comes Lincoln Christian, even the blue and white uniforms. The same bench the Stars are on. With it is Dworak dribbling around. The Stars have two fouls to give, so they can start poking at the basketball here. At least you get a five-second count on Dworak. She'll start dribbling to the right side, and she's just playing keep away from Messbarger. They're trying to get him out of that man-to-man. And now a foul, Messbarger says, to heck with this. That'll be her second, 15 foul, minute 22 to go. In the game, Lincoln Christian is only 2 of 4 from the line. They don't drive, so they don't get fouled a lot out inside. Christian will throw it in into the backcourt. They'll get it to Dvorak. Messbarger trying to stay on her hip. She drives, kicks it over to Holland back into the corner. They'll get it to Shepard, and Teal says, I'll foul you, and that's the third on Kylie. So 3 on Teal, 3 on Long, 2 on Messbarger and Maddie Squires. Minute 14 to go here in the C1 championship. Lincoln Christian 37, Kearney Catholic 35. And head coach Nick Orduna wants to call a timeout to discuss strategy here. 1:14 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Christian has the ball and a 2-point lead.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life with 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Taking a look at the scoreboard in the consolation game today in Class D1, it was Fullerton over Kennesaw by a score of 56-36. Kennesaw pulling the big upset in the first round over number one Friend, and that allowed them to play 2 more games, and they won their first ever state tournament game on Thursday. Also in the consolation, Sacred Heart beat Sandhill Stedford in D2, 55-36. Emerson Hubbard won the D1 championship game, 41-38. Here we have 1:14 remaining in the basketball game, and it is Lincoln Christian with the ball and a 2-point lead. It'll be Power to throw it in. Maddie Squires guarding the inbound. Trouble getting it in, and they didn't waste time calling the timeout. Coach Orduna had it. He'll use it. 1 timeout remaining here for Lincoln Christian. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. We'll just keep it here at Pinnacle Bank Arena and tell you that both teams are now in the 1-1. If there is a jump ball, Kearney Catholic would get the possession. Kearney Catholic has 2 timeouts remaining. Lincoln Christian has 1 timeout remaining. And our clock still reads 1:14 to go. The next game will be the Class B final, Elkhorn South and Waverly. And all 6 are on ESPN Radio. So to throw it in will be Power again. Same setup except that Christian has moved where they put their kids. Power to throw it in. Looking for Dvorak. She's covered. Now they lob it long. Teal trying to knock it away. Does from Shepard. Off Shepard. Out of bounds. Kearney Catholic basketball. Teal face guarded her and was able to knock it down just like a great defensive back on the football field. Knew when the ball was coming and knocked it away. And Kearney Catholic is going to burn a timeout. They will have 1 remaining. It's a chess match here with a minute 14. That whole play took 2 seconds. But Lincoln Christian, their 7th turnover of the fourth quarter, and the Stars still trail. They've scored 7 points off of those 7 turnovers. We'll take a break. You're listening to the State Girls Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Engineer Kent Keeler, Doug Duda with you here. Down to the wire again. And again, Kearney Catholic, when it comes to the state finals, 2 of the last 3 years have not been able to sniff 36. They've got to or they lose here. 34 the first time they played Pierce in 13, and last year they scored 35, and right now they're on 35 again. Last year it ended 38-35, and right now it is 37-35. Lincoln Christian leading it, but Kearney Catholic forced the turnover. They have the ball with 1:12 to go. Full court pressure into Kylie Teal, and then they clear it out. She's guarded by Molly Shepard. Teal into the front court with 1:08 to go. Down by 2. Teal to Anna Squires. Anna's been money on the drive to the hoop, but it's been a while. Maddie up top. Maddie now starts to drive. Stops. Knocked out of her hands. The ball's loose on the floor. Long got knocked down, but Maddie Squires picked it up. They can't get a run to the hoop. And Kylie Teal will bring it out. 50 seconds to go. Coach Petrie calls the play. They'll reset the offense. Teal over on the left wing gets it to Anna Squires. 40 seconds. Teal down the left baseline. Around Shepherd. Leans. Shoots. It runs off the rim. No good. Rebound Teal. Back up and in. And we are tied with 33 seconds to go. Give Caitlin Long credit for keeping that ball alive and knocking it to Teal. 25 seconds to go in the state championship. DeWarrick drives, looking for a call, runs into the double team. We get a jump ball, and the arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic, and the Stars will have a shot at a state championship. 22 seconds to go. Another turnover for Christian. DeWarrick just kept driving, and eventually got tied up. Let's see what the Stars do. They have a timeout. I think Coach Petrie wants to get in the front court and call timeout. Nope, he says let's go. He's going to run the play. Teal with a basketball. 10 seconds to go. They're going to take it for the championship here. Over to Squires to Messbarger down the baseline. She scores with 4, 3, 2, 1. They don't call timeout. A shot from half court. No good. Kearney Catholic is your state champion. Michelle Messbarger knocks it down. Christian did not call a timeout. They had one remaining, and it was a half-court shot from Coleman. And after back-to-back runner-up finishes for these seniors in their freshman and junior year, they win it here today by holding Lincoln Christian to 2 fourth-quarter points. And volleyball and basketball champions in Class C1 belong to the Kearney Catholic Stars, 39-37 over the Lincoln Christian Lady Crusaders. We will take a break, put it all together, and talk with the champs right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Back here for we get like 1 minute with Coach Rick Petrie before they go hand things out. It didn't look like it was going to happen for a while, Coach. Congratulations.
Our kids made a lot of plays now at the end of the game. Can't credit them enough.
Talk about the last play. You said let's just go with it here. It's a play you run in practice.
You know, not really. We're just 5 out, 4 out, whatever it is. But I just want the kids to go. You know, sometimes you take a timeout and you let them get into whatever they're doing. Michelle, great take.
Talk about the fourth quarter. You hold Lincoln Christian to 2 points. Every time that they needed a three, they got one to just keep the distance. You found yourself down a couple of times and had so many opportunities where the ball wasn't going in the hole for you. But key steals and key runouts a couple of times there from Kylie and Caitlin to keep that last one alive, tipped it and got it back to Kylie to tie the game.
Yeah, awesome. You know, we just kept battling, and that's all you can ask for the kids. We made some plays. Our man-to-man defense the fourth quarter was awesome.
This was truly the two best teams in C1 here today.
I think so.
We'll let you get over there. I just wanted a couple of comments. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks, Doug.
That is Coach Rick Petrie joining us here in the post game. You get so little time or you don't get him at all. And he'll go over and give the shout-out to the wife, the family. There they are. He was looking for them. He found them. And I'll tell you what. They've been good for a long, long time, but if you don't get the big trophy, sometimes second place just isn't the same. And you can ask any school in the state, they would love to be in the state championship game. And some will say, well, Kearney Catholic's winning everything. Well, the story is they're a good basketball team, just as good as a volleyball team. And so congratulations to the Stars. They win it here by a score of 39-37 when it looked like maybe they wouldn't have a chance to win the basketball game. Not only do they do that, they tie it, and then they win the basketball game. Lincoln Christian turning it over numerous times in the second half. They officially say a ton of turnovers here. I had them for 13 in the second half alone. Sometimes they don't put the jump balls down as a turnover, but Lincoln Christian's got to feel real bad about what happened here today. I mean, they played so well, And then in the fourth quarter, just nothing happened for him. Nothing happened for Lincoln Christian in that fourth quarter. One bucket by Emily Hollenbeck. Coincidentally, she made it after Kearney Catholic tied it. And that was the way it had been all day long. And then they never were able to get the lead because it stayed 37-35. They never had an opportunity to take the lead back because Kylie Teal scored. DeWarrick drove. I think she was expecting a whistle. And Kearney Catholic tied her up with 22 seconds. And as you heard Coach Petrie say, we're just going to run our play. And Michelle Messbarger knocks it down to win the state championship here for the Lady Stars, 39-37. And this is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule an appointment today. The trophy presentation and final stats when we come back.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Did you know that people with a savings plan are 2 times more likely to save for retirement? Make a plan to have a financially secure future. Nebraska-Land National Bank offers individual retirement accounts with a variety of tax advantages, so you can find one that fits your plan. We want to help you succeed. Stop into one of our branches today. Minimum to open an IRA variable savings account is $20 with no minimum balance requirements. Member FDIC.
Nebraska-Land National Bank.
The runner-up trophy now being presented.
Runner-up trophy. Congratulations, Lincoln Christian High School.
And Lincoln Christian, not what they had envisioned. They fall just short and had not trailed. Keep this in mind. When they took the lead at the end of the first quarter, 9-8, they hadn't trailed by more than a point until the final 5 seconds when Messbarger hits the bucket. And now Kearney Catholic will receive their medals, and we'll have the trophy presentation for you as well. Kearney Catholic taking care of business here this morning, and how ironic that both of the champions, it's their lowest point total of the year in victories, and for Kearney Catholic, it's their lowest point total of the year. They were held to 41 in their only loss, the 42-41 game against Hastings St. Cecilia. They're held to 39 points here in the state championship, which again, over these 3 years, their average is like 36 points now in those three state championship games. And they're able to find a way to get the win here today, 39-37. In about 25 minutes, the Class B championship game, Waverly will take on Elkhorn South. Here are the final numbers. First off for Lincoln Christian, Tatum Coleman, 3 points, 4 rebounds. Emily Hollenbeck, 10 points, 6 rebounds and a block. Ashlyn Power, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Chloe DeWarrick led the way with 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks. Molly Shepard had 9 points and 7 rebounds, and Elizabeth Nunley ended up with 2 rebounds. 13 offensive rebounds, 17 defensive rebounds. Lincoln Christian had 24 points in the first half and amazingly held to 13 points in the second half. 37 points, 30 rebounds, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line, 7 out of 20 from 3-point land. They had 3 block shots. 19 turnovers is what they officially put up for Lincoln Christian here today. And they ended up shooting 37% of the ball game, 14 out of 38, as Lincoln Christian will end the season with a record of 25-2. 25-2 for Lincoln Christian. Getting ready to hand out the medals now to the seniors, and we'll turn it over. Rich Broderson, appropriately enough, has the PA here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. 2 seniors on this team, Messbarger and Maddie Squires. Let's turn it over to Rich.
And to the seniors, number 11, Michelle Messbarger. And number 41, Maddie Squires.
And both seniors played big here at the state tournament, especially defensively, but then Messbarger ends up making the winning bucket.
Championship game ball from Farmers Mutual.
Back over to our PA announcer, Rich Broderson.
Your head coach, Rick Petrie.
You get a game ball now, and you get the championship trophy.
Here is the 2016 Class C1 NSAA State Basketball Championship Trophy. Congratulations, Kearney Catholic High School.
The Stars, champions in March for the first time since 2007. And these gals will have a couple of banners now to hang back at Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to cover championships throughout the year and those games that are in the middle of the season as well. For Kearney Catholic, we'll take a look at their numbers. Maddie Squires, 9 points, 2 rebounds. Anna Squires, 8 points and 7 rebounds. 1 point today for Caitlin Long, but what will probably be overlooked there at the very end will be the tip, just the fingernail she got on it that got the ball back over into the hands of Kylie Teal, whose bucket tied the game at 37. She had the 1 point in the basketball game here today. Michelle Messbarger, 11 points, 7 rebounds, including the game winner today for Kearney Catholic. Kylie Teal, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Jordan Strike, 2 rebounds. And the rest of the way, it looks like this, 10 offensive, 12 defensive rebounds. In the first half, 18 points. In the second half, 21 points. And for Kearney Catholic, the official stat line, 39 points, 22 rebounds, 10 out of 13 from the free throw line, 3 of 11 from three-point land, 3 block shots, just 10 turnovers in the game. They only shot 35%, 13 out of 37 to the 37% for Lincoln Christian, but Kearney Catholic got the last bucket, and it was the game winner. Kearney Catholic, state champions, 28-1, 39-37 over Lincoln Christian. Congratulations to both teams. Coach Orduna, a class act as well, as we got a chance to talk with him again. As he said, it's been a while, and they will be back. They will be back. In fact, we might have a rematch next year in the 2017 state championship. You've been listening to the New West postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We'll be back in about 20 minutes for Waverly and Elkhorn South on ESPN Radio. Back to regular programming on Classic Hits 98.9. For our producer-engineer, Kent Kaler, I'm Doug Duda. Way to go, Lady Stars. 39-37, state champions.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.